This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We got the Labor Department's latest employment cost index this morning. That's the quarterly report on how much employers are paying their employees. Wages rose 1% in the fourth quarter, which is less than they rose in the third quarter and in the second quarter. This report lands just as the Federal Reserve is meeting to decide how much it should raise interest rates in the ongoing attempt to reduce inflation. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us started.
The Federal Reserve has been worried that wages have been rising too quickly.
The idea is that rapid wage growth will feed into higher inflation, basically become something of a self-sustaining process.
That's Tim Dewey, an economics professor at the University of Oregon. He says as wage growth slows down, the Fed might not feel the need to keep hiking interest rates as much as it has been.
If you have another quarter like this, I think the Fed will take more hope that they have interest rates in the right place to really restore what they would say price stability or 2% inflation.
More interest rate hikes run the risk of raising unemployment and pushing the economy into a recession, says Preston Mui, senior economist with the advocacy group Employ America.
What we're seeing is that it's possible to bring down wage growth even without increasing unemployment.
Mui says even though the unemployment rate is still low, the rate people are quitting their jobs has fallen. So is the hiring rate.
It's probably the case that people are moving less to other jobs, and that slowdown manifests through slower wage growth without higher unemployment.
Slower wage growth on its own isn't great for workers, but Elise Gould, senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute, says inflation has also been slowing down at a faster rate.
When that happens, then real wages rise. And that's what we want to be shooting for.
Gould says the workers who've benefited the most from wage gains have been low-income workers in historically marginalized groups.
We want that to continue. We don't want there to be an unnecessary recession that's going to disproportionately hurt Black and Hispanic workers, young workers, workers with a high school degree.
Gould says that's another reason why the Federal Reserve should avoid raising rates too much this year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.